Hello, this is Thais.
Hello, it's Kyle at Local Splash. How are you today?
Hi, Kyle. Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. I was just calling about your Facebook page. I remember you had your old company add you to the page, and now you're trying to add us, right?
Yes, that's the thing. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so have you gone back onto the link to grant us access?
I did, and when I log into the Facebook page using, you know, my Facebook, it doesn't do anything.
What do you mean by that?
It keeps giving me the same error message that I screenshot and send it to you guys.
The one that there's no page detected?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that means that the account that you've logged into does not, you know, manage a Facebook business page. So, which account did they add you to for the Facebook page?
They add my email address, dmatostais@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And have you gone onto Facebook itself to actually accept that invite?
Yes, I accepted. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you able to go to the page and switch into it now?
Let me see real quick. It doesn't show here.
Okay, so where are you right now?
Actually, I can do it through Instagram, but not Facebook. I'm on my Facebook page, on a main page.
Are you talking about your Facebook profile?
Yes.
Okay. Are you on your phone or?
On my phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you click on the bottom right where it says menu.
Mm-hmm.
And then it should say, what does it say there? Does it say your name?
It says my name only, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then if you go down, it should say like friends, marketplace, and then there should be a button that says see more.
See more, yes.
And then do you see the option for pages with a flag?
Pages, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I see it.
So there's a page, what do you see now?
It says Eminence Constructions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you do manage the page. So that means that the account that you're logging into on our link to grant us access, it's not the same account that you're using to access Facebook on your phone. Okay. Do you have more than one Facebook account?
No, I just have... Sorry, I was expecting a call earlier, so now he's awake. I actually have mine and my husband's, but I'm only logged in to my account.
Okay. Yeah, so you need to log into, when you are on the link to grant us access, what is it saying now when you're on that link?
I have to open that. Let me see. 1 second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to log. Isaac, you're gonna fall. Sit down. Look, come see here. Tomo. All right, so do you want to use the link that you texted or the one that you emailed?
Okay, let me text. I'll text it to you again. Just give me a second. Just so you've got the right one.
One second, I have to log out of my husband's email. I mean, Facebook, right? And able to.
Well, so is the Facebook page under your account or his account, where we just went to menu? Was that your account?
It's under my account.
Okay.
Yeah, but I need to log out of his. One second. It's just that his is opening automatically on my phone.
When you click that link.
Let me see if his has... His doesn't... His also takes it to Eminence Construction. His account is also linked. So when I go to his account and I click pages, I see... Hold on. Pages. Linked pages. Nope. We see also Eminence Construction. That's weird. Let me log out of his account and log into mine and go through that process with you again. One second,
okay.
Please.
The firefighter birds are going to answer another call.
Log into another account. Do I have to log into my personal account or to the Facebook, to the business account?
No, to a business page is always managed by a personal account. So you log into your normal Facebook account in order to grant us access on that on the link that I sent.
Okay, I'm doing that right now. 1 minute. Let me see something real quick. There you go. Sorry, my internet's a little slow.
That's okay.
So I logged in to my account.
Okay, where have you logged in now? Onto the link or onto Facebook itself?
No, I logged in onto Facebook itself on my phone. So now I'm going to log into, because I was updating the password.
Okay, but now do you have the page linked to that account that you've just logged into?
Let me see. I do the same thing, right? I go to...
Yeah. See menu, more than pages.
Okay, one second. So menu, pages, Eminence Constructions.
Okay,
pages,
and then if you click
menu.
On it... Okay, that's fine. Okay, now with that account that you just changed the password for, now you need to log in on the link that I sent you.
Okay, let me go in there now. It's loading. 1 minute.
Okay.
The link is up.
No worries.
about the mighty Tyrannosaurus then? Do you know that T. Rexes have big, powerful tails? Can't be a T. Rex.
It's still loading. 1 minute.
No worries.
Do you know that T-Rexes have big, powerful tails? Yeah.
Good lord. I don't know if it's my face. Page. Oh my gosh, super slow. 1 second, let me close a couple of stuff here.
Mm-hmm. And just to confirm, you're clicking the link that on the text I sent you now, right?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I click on Facebook, right? It's not letting me.
No, on the link that I sent you in the text message, you click on that?
Yes, I received the link and it opened something says local splash and then Facebook assets.
Yes, then you click go down where it says connect Facebook.
I did, but then when I click there, it opens choose page.
Mm-hmm.
And when I select Eminence Constructions, confirm access, it says you don't have permission to share Eminence Constructions. Please either
okay.
Get management.
Okay, so the people that added you to the page did not give you full control of the page in that case. So you need them to grant you full control of the page. Or you can send them this link for them to grant us access on. But they should really give you full control over the page, you know?
So how do they do that? I mean...
Well, they're a marketing agency, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But he said mm-hmm. that he did. He said I have full control of the page. So.
Yeah, so if you did, it would allow you to grant access there, you see. So they would actually need to probably remove the access they've given you and then re-add you, and then there's a button that they have to press when they're adding you to allow this person full control over the page.
Oh, my God.
Because if you have full control of the page...
Okay, I'm going to have to talk to them again.
Yeah.
I'll talk to them again.
Sorry about that, but yeah, if they gave you full control, then you would be able to then it would allow you to grant us access, you see.
Okay, this is going too I need to handle this. Okay, let me talk to them. Also, I have another question. I'll talk to them and I'll let you know. But there's also mm-hmm. this app that I access. I have this app that I access the portal, Google Missed Calls, I think it's called. What is it called?
Sorry, which app is it called?
Google Local Services app.
Okay,
I need you guys to give me permission to, custom, it says custom range. Did I talk to you about this app? Was it you that gave me access to it?
Is that the local service ads app?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just have a look here.
Because I don't have access to anymore because it was, the custom range was done July 2nd.
Okay. So if you click on the three lines on the right-hand side below the P, does it not allow you to change that?
No, it never allows me to change it. You guys always the one changing it.
Oh, so we have to change the dates on the app for you to view the leads.
Yes.
Okay, let me have a look here. Just give me 1 second, okay? I'm going to go quiet for a moment.
Thank you. TikTok. No. No, Destiny. Senta aqui e fica quieto. Vamos ver por Twitter Trend pra você assistir. Você vai ter que nap. Now. Come on. Where is it? Vem, vamos assistir Train. Olha lá, mamãe vai colocar, ó. Mamãe vai colocar um big, 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 big Train. Huge. Vem. Come on. Não desce, você vai fazer aulas, hein? Olha lá, mamãe vai colocar.
You know when you click those three lines, right? Where, you know where it says custom range June 1st to July 1st? When you click those three dots, what does it say? The three lines.
One second, it says... When I click the three dots, it says leads, achieve, report, review, profile, budget, help, feedback, and about app.
That's no, it. Sorry. When I say the three lines, you know it says custom range June 1st to July 1st?
Yes.
And then to the right of that, there's another three lines there.
Yes. It says date range this week, last week, this month, or
okay,
custom
so that's,
July 2nd
that's
to July 2nd.
It. Yeah, that's where you change it.
Yes, but I've tried many times changing it, but it doesn't save.
No, so you this is going for the last 30 days. So if you want to change it, when you go in there, you click on those three lines, and then you would change it to what you're looking for.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. I know where to change it, but the last customer service that told me to do this, to custom change it for another 30 days, it's not letting me save. It doesn't let me save. So when I exit it, it goes back to where it was.
Okay, so that's the Google app that's doing that. It's, I don't think that's something that we would be able to fix. But if you go onto those three lines and you click on and you put this month, you'd be able to see the leads from this month, right?
Just from June, just from the days that got saved, just for the custom range. It doesn't let me change it. So the customer service representative told me to change it. He said that you guys would have to change it. I cannot change it. It doesn't allow me to change.
Okay. And do you remember who that was?
The last person that helped me, I don't know. I talked to so many people there. It's very hard to remember names. The person that actually gave me access to the app and directed me on how to use it, that was the person.
Oh, okay. Let me have a look here. So you spoke to somebody that gave you access to the app?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. Okay, I'll have to check with the team on this because that's the Google app. I don't think that's something that we can change. I'm not sure who you spoke to, so I'll just have to check with our manager for the Google guaranteed side for those dates. And then they can advise, but because I mean I can't change your app from my side, I don't believe. But I will ask him to take a look. Okay.
Okay, let me go ahead and call Felipe again, see if he can figure it out about the Facebook. If not,
yes.
Then I don't know.
Okay, what I wanted to do is send you this screenshot quickly. So when they give you access to the page, they have to toggle. I'm going to send it to you now. Just give me a second. They must toggle this. Sorry, it's taking a while to come through. Okay, I've just sent you a text. It should come through in a minute.
All right. So tonight they give me access.
So
what do they need to do?
You see there on the screenshot, it says allow this person to have full control, and there's like that blue thing, that's a toggle button, so they need to ensure that that's on when they get, grant you access.
Alright, I'm going to go ahead and give him a call and see if there's anything he can do.
Okay. And if not, then if you send them the link, then they should be able to do it on their end, or our business ID, then they can add us from their business suite if they're an agency. But just you can let us know what they say. But yeah, they need to definitely give you that full control there with the toggle.
Yeah, they're just a terrible agency, so that's why.
I see. I'm sorry to hear.
It's okay. I'll just at least he was trying to help, so I'll try to reach back out to him and see if he can give me full access. And then we'll go from there.
Okay. And then, yeah, I'll check on the dates for you on this app, and then let you know.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.